Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of infrastructure, on a phone line now is Mark Harbaugh. He's the president of Ditch Witch Midwest. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right, so tell me, I've got to have a drainage issue in my yard where they're going to dig a trench and put a drain in. Is that so? My contractor may well have purchased his equipment from you. Is that the sort of stuff you sell?
Yeah, that's correct. So we are a construction equipment dealer that specializes in equipment for the underground construction industry. So if you have a pipe, a cable, or just need to dig and put something in the ground, we would be providing that equipment for that particular contractor.
Have you been hit hard by the pandemic, or has the work been steady? Has business been going up? What's the impact been?
Yeah, we have been so blessed this year. 2020, we have not felt anything. We're blessed in the aspect that our contractors work outside.
Mm-hmm.
So inside restrictions, we can meet our contractors on the job. There's plenty of construction work out there right now. Fiber is really driving a huge chunk of our contractors' business. Going from the 3G to the 4G, soon to be 5G. So there's pipes and cables and fiber that has to get put in the ground for that.
So do you drill the holes for the pipe, or do you actually put the fiber in as well?
Yeah, so we just sell the equipment
to the contractor
that is doing that. So they're either doing that with a trencher, a directional drill, a vibratory plow. We've been doing this since 1970. My father started the business, and we are celebrating our 50th year this year.
That's so fantastic.
Strange year to be doing that in, but we are surviving and doing well.
It's interesting that you're doing. I wouldn't expect that you'd been hobbled by this, but that business is actually up a little bit for you.
Yeah, we are actually having probably one of our best years that we've ever had. Actually,
Mark, don't laugh at that. That's good news.
Believe it or not. We're actually hiring, too. I mean, I'd love to find mechanics and technicians to help fix our equipment. So we are interested in anybody that is looking for a job in that field. We'd be more than happy to talk to them on that, too.
It's always interesting to me when, one of the problems we've had, obviously it's a different situation now than it was 8 months ago, but a lot of guys who run companies like you say labor is the real issue.
Yeah, the employee piece is the biggest asset, and it's the hardest one to fill. The construction industry has been strong for many years now, and a lot of us equipment dealers keep fishing in the same ponds, and the fish are getting harder to catch.
Why do you think that is, that the labor's not there?
Unfortunately, a lot of the programs have been dropped from schools. The whole premise that every kid has to go to college.
Right.
I think has definitely shifted. I think in the labor jobs, the pay is extremely good. And a kid doesn't have to go and put himself in debt for 4 years of college when he can go right into the trades and get a very good job and make a lot of money as a young person. Unfortunately, it's not an avenue that's being preached to the kids anymore.
Yeah, I totally get that. You have to go to college, and you have to go to the expensive college and all that competition. All right, so I'm sure there are people out of work listening, because there are people out of work everywhere, but where do they find more information about these jobs?
Yeah, then go to our website at ditchwitchmidwest.com, and then we have a page on our website that they just follow the links and fill out the application.
Now, I know you've got 5 sites. You've got a new development in West Chicago, is that correct?
Yeah, so in October of last year, we moved out of Carroll Stream after being there for almost 48 years, and built a brand new building in West Chicago, doubled the size of our building, upgraded a lot of our amenities. We put in 2 training facilities, which is another piece that we feel is a bonus to our customers. because you get somebody that hasn't really been on our equipment before, right, and they learn on the job. Well, the customer would like to send them someplace where they can learn prior to sticking them on the job. So we put in a half acre of in our facility that's open ground that we can train their people on site using the equipment, so when they do show up on the job that they're ready to go.
That's a great idea.
We
yeah.
We do have two locations in Indiana and two locations in Wisconsin.
And how do you see the future of your business?
Right now, I think it'll be strong. There's plenty of work out there. Don't want to get too political, but if the elections go towards pro-business, then I think that they will be strong as the regulations were released and some tax breaks were out there. A lot of people were reinvesting back into the economy, and I think that trend can continue.
Mark Harbaugh is the president of Ditch Witch Midwest, and when you get 5G, you can thank him for that. Mark, it was nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Steve.
There you are. Be well. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Let's check traffic. Here's Mary.